Good morning. 7:16 a.m. on Thursday, July the 11th, 2024. Bleh. A beautiful blue sky day. It is going to be a hot one. My internal fog factor is about a 3 today. It's not terribly high. It's not non-existent. My shoes are untied. You'd think after 71 years I'd learn how to tie a shoe so it stays tied. Hi, how are you all doing? It's officially 60-something, 2-3. Outside my back door, it was like 66. I'm counting the stored heat from yesterday. It's probably keeping my thermometer artificially inflated. And it's going to be a hot one. It's going to be in the high 90s today. And I've got bread rising in its pans. I'm hoping I'm going to be able to start the oven business here pretty soon. Like when I get home. Get that taken care of before the day heats up too much. Couple of big battles yesterday in Fallout 4. the railroad ending leaves just the railroad and the Minutemen as viable entities in the wasteland. I think I'm going to like it. I think I'm going to like this much better than I liked having the Brotherhood of Steel. I still wonder at the Institute. I suspect that destroying the Institute is in fact the point, since pretty much everybody has a way to destroy the Institute, but the Institute wants to destroy everybody. In theory, the Institute and the Minutemen can coexist. In theory, I could probably get radial quests from the Institute, but I suspect they would be a lot like the raider jobs, where I have to go out and capture escaped synths and return them to slavery. Return their property to the Institute. But the strategy that I set out to execute, I'm now at what, level 74, 5, 6, somewhere in there. The strategies actually paid off pretty well. I really like the way this game developed. Compared to the last playthrough, this relatively high charisma, relatively high luck, has worked out well. have to look to see how long I have been playing this one. I think it's, I'm pretty sure it's 5 days, so. Something around 120 hours into this game. Into this playthrough of the game, I'm over 2,200 hours in the game altogether, which is a whole lot less than the, I think it's 7,000 hours I've got in Ark Survival. And it's only in the last few hours that I've managed to progress beyond building a lot of bases and taming a lot of dinosaurs. To begin exploring the tech levels of Ark Survival. I have no desire to go back to it right at the moment. Fallout 4 is still... I'm still learning stuff about it. Clearly the replayability has a lot to do with the different ways you can play the game. There are some hysterical builds that I don't quite understand. The junky build. There are items where the more you're suffering from withdrawal, the more powerful your weapons become. There's another set that's got based on radiation. So the more irradiated you are, the worse off you are. The better your offensive capabilities become. Slosh, slosh, slosh. My water bottle is being noisy this morning. I have my magic earbuds in. It's really astonishing having them in. I have to take them out. Either. Okay, having that extra noise in my ears wasn't exactly what I had in mind, but come on, get out of my way. I have to take them out and recharge them. They're only good for about 12 to 13 hours, and I put them in at 5 o'clock. That means around dinner time, I have to recharge them. The upside is that it only really takes 20, 25 minutes to get them charged up enough for another 3 hours. So sitting and playing the game, while it's fun to do it wirelessly, the reality is that I can put on my headphones for half an hour in the middle of the afternoon. An hour in the middle of the afternoon, and put the hearing aids in the charger pod and let them top off before the evening festivities begin. I have not seen any. That's odd. I have not seen any of my normal NPCs this morning. I was just reminded of that because I saw this somebody walking, doesn't look familiar, somebody walking ahead of me in the same direction, sort of poking along like I am. I was thinking, I haven't seen the coach this morning. I should have seen the coach in about the right time. So much traffic. Must have hit the going to work time. I guess I am about a half hour later than I was yesterday, and I saw him only a long ways ahead of me and crossing the street, so maybe he got out and back before I got out. Oh, here comes somebody. Is this somebody I know? Doesn't have a familiar gait. He's walking in shadow. I can't see him. Morning. Oh yeah, I've seen this guy before. I really didn't need the extra sweatshirt this morning. Other than the pockets, I don't really need this hoodie. I was glad to have it when I first started, but it didn't take long to warm up. I have to remember that tomorrow. It's supposed to be in the hundreds tomorrow and Saturday, largely due to the fact that we're not going to bleed much heat overnight. That'll be the pattern, the general pattern from now until end of August, probably. But I'm really glad I've got this this bread thing going. Baking in the morning. Oh, it smells so good in the morning. And I have the oven turned off before it gets too hot. At the moment, it's still warmer inside than it is out, and I've got the windows open and there's no extra heat going on. Come on up on it, get ready, sit with me. Monk post. I'm still reading Sarah Painter. I'm into book 3. Sprinkler caught me. Still playing Fallout 4. I need to fire up the word processor again. I'm feeling the need. I'm feeling the urge. Asking a lot of why questions. Why am I walking? Why am I doing anything? Why do I bake bread? Because it feels good. It tastes good. It's a pain. In a way, it's a pain. It's satisfying. 4 ingredients. Flour, water, salt, yeast. The einkorn flour has finally run out. I used the last of the einkorn flour. I had to augment with about 14 grams of regular whole wheat to get the mix right. I still kept the hydration down to 60% instead of the normal 65. Very stiff dough, a lot less ragged than I'm used to with 65% hydration and the normal King Arthur flour blend. 65% gives me a kind of a ragged dough to begin with. It that smooths out and becomes a very nice very smooth dough by the time it's ready to be split. 1577 grams coming out of its proofing last night. Split it between two loaf pans. I think I might try. Well, I keep saying I'm going to reconstitute my sourdough. I want to do that. But I'm also thinking I want to try the old dough method and perhaps trim off the excess over 1500. Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you? There's one of the NPCs. But I want to try one of the old dough techniques where you save a chunk of the dough from one batch and use it to inoculate the next batch. And I think in order to make that work, I probably need to bake no more than every other day. And I'll need to do something rash, like do some experimentation to figure out, I mean, how much yeast is left in that dough if I throw in like 100 grams of the old dough. How much of that, the developed dough, the dough that I put in before I put it in, it's for its final rise. I'll just grab a chunk of it when I'm splitting the loaves up and see if I can make an old dough instead of yeast. Sort of, it's a halfway house between straight yeast and sourdough. I also want to try sourdough again. My taste profile has changed. I've noticed I can sort of taste coffee now. I can at least tell the difference between coffee and water. I don't have the same rich bitter flavor profile that I used to get from coffee. It's still more water than flavor, but it has changed. I noticed I can taste peanut butter. I can taste bananas. I can sort of taste blueberries. So I think I want to try sourdough again and see if it still tastes nasty to me. I also have learned a lot about hydration. And having a high hydration might not be the best choice for sourdough bread. I'm going to play some games with it. Maybe do some single loaves, some 500 gram loaves, and see what kind of result I get. At 60% maybe instead of 65. My sister Rose is running 52% with her sourdough. Maybe I should try something closer to 55. Is a really dry dough. 60% with the uncorn flour. The uncorn has a lower absorption rate, so it doesn't take as much water compared to the King Arthur whole wheat. Which I suspect also takes much less than the 65% I was trying to bake with it. But, an interesting question. What if I made 500 gram whole wheat sourdough? I still think I need to have some. The problem with whole wheat is that it is so, I don't like the texture. It becomes too much like sandpaper. Yeah, when they sprayed the sidewalk, they got the spiny white poppy. And this rye is ready to pop. I need to get my little envelopes out and start harvesting some of this rye, I think. I have a lot of ryegrass seed that I want to plant outside. But I also want to experiment with planting some in a tray inside and see. Cat will probably chew the hell out of it, but. It's really an attractive grass. It's really an attractive plant to have. Oh, look, I'm almost at the back gate. Across this one last street. It's a good thing, too, because my mouth is saying, come on, dude. That's a little better. Still need to prune back this maple tree. I still need to stop talking to myself and telling myself I still need to do this or the other thing. Beating myself up for not having done it. But I made it. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.